This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, I know I move fast. I know I move through stuff pretty quick. And it's because I don't want to, you know, it's funny with you guys. Sometimes when I spend 3 hours on something, or a long time on a particular topic, then you get on my case for spending too much time on it. And then when I move too fast through things, it's like, you're moving too fast, slow down. Relax. You know what you can do? You can go back and get the podcast later. Really that simple. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do all kinds of stuff. If you want to call in, let me know how off I am, how whacked I am. It's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm sorry. I know. I got to do this one. You're not going to like it, but I can't stand it. You know, she's whack. She's a whack person anyhow. But Gwyneth Paltrow would like you now, or she thinks it'd be healthy for you. She wants to own stock in the company because nobody can be this whacked. She wants you to squirt coffee in your anal cavity. I cleaned that up, didn't I? but you can buy the device to do it for only $135 from her. See, Gwyneth Paltrow's life-threatening wallet cleansing empire. Yeah, apparently, you know, she's got all these products that's supposed to be good for you, for my health. Listen, I am 58 years old. I have never heard about coffee enemas in my life. Not at all. I've heard about some pretty weird stuff, but. And you know, come on, you know this is, like, really whacked, right? You know, you think about it, right? I mean, really, what's next? Rifle enemas? I mean, seriously. But when you think about this, she gets $135 a bottle for these things. You got to supply your own coffee. I refuse to read the directions, so I don't know if it's hot or cold or whatever. Right? But I love it. But it's not like you're going to use it again. Right? You're not going to use the coffee again. I hope God not. You're not going to use the coffee again. But she's whacked already. We know she's off. What the heck happened? Well, I think she's gone now. I think she found out I was talking about her and made me shut it off. 855-REAL-JOE. She's gone. What's that? No, I wanted to finish with that one. Seriously. Oh, wait a minute. There it is. I already sent it to you. What I think is funny, though, is that her friends and people like her, people who trust her, who think she's right, they give it $135 for this thing. But if you don't want to use coffee, she recommends detoxing by drinking out of a $350 Rose gold crazy straw. But But the straw in and of itself doesn't do it. You have to have the $85 wellness oil. Why can't you come up with something like that? Oh, my God. All right? She also has $84 a bottle of water with positive energy. God, people are buying this stuff. Look at it.
I see.
Right? Let me see. It's got a positive energy crystal jutting proudly from its base. We're carrying it a $85 shaman bag because the bag is magically charged. Well, it has magically charged stones in it. How do you know? Do you get a little zapparama when it touches your body? How would you know that? So $350, let's see, I'm going to run out of toes and fingers here, but $160, and there's another $80. There's $240, $250, $350. Wow, for just under $600, you just might feel better. Oh, my God. The one write-up says that the coffee enema is a clutch way to supercharge your stuff and just get all that stuff out of your body. All right. I mean, I look at this stuff and I can't believe that people actually buy this. She's actually making money at this. Is it because it's who she is? Or is it just because it's enough stupid? Well, all right, never mind. I take it all back. There has to be that many stupid people. Look how many votes Hillary got. Ba-dum-bunch. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Anyway, all right. I'll lighten up on that. Relax. This one's not so happy. What's that?
I'm leaving.
Hey, you got to do the good, bad, and the ugly. You know what I'm saying? So the student body president at the University of California, and only in California would this happen. You know, the land of accepting everybody but. Student body president at the University of California, Los Angeles, returned to campus Monday to find her mezuzah vandalized in an apparent anti-Semitic incident. Arielle Yal, now I'm not doing this on purpose, I just can't pronounce the name. Matazada, a proud descendant of Iranian Jews, went public with the incident Wednesday on Facebook, posting a picture of what remained of the item, and claiming that it's the second time the incident has happened. I mean, look, you can't be any more of a coward than this, right? You do it while they're standing there. Do it to their face. Do it to me, to my face. I would very much enjoy that. Anyway, when we come back, David Fisher is going to tell us how to keep money in your pocket and not give it to the government. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, you know, I bring these people on, I bring certain people on so that you have a clue, that you can do better in your life, do better with your money, do better for and with your family. Again, you got to get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do. But what you really have to do right now, right this second, stop doing it, grab a pad of paper, sit down, and take notes. You need information. I always love when David's on with me because you get information about the markets, about how to handle your finances, about the different ways to invest your money. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me as he does every week to talk about what's happening. Well, it is with your money, even though we're talking about other people's money, because it affects you. David, always a pleasure to have you with me.
My pleasure, my friend. Very much of a pleasure. We had some historic announcements this week that we're going to talk about on your show.
Well, you got to talk about those Chinese people again, aren't you?
Also, you are a smart man. You must have read the fortune cookie.
You know what? That's a story for another day, how people just go for those things big time. But you have been. You've been talking about this stuff for so long, and I love it because I tell people, if you've really been paying attention to the show, you've been paying attention with David. You know, he's pretty much on all the time. Matter of fact, last year in January, you predicted a bull market in stocks. You also bull marketed in metals at the same time, and I believe you were right, right? And this year, you say the same thing. Enlighten us, please, if you would.
Well, last year on your program and many other national radio programs, and off the air, I said the same thing as on the air. And I was saying also in writing, we're going to be in a bull market in stocks. At the same time, we're having a bull market in gold, and I had many people asked me in interviews saying, that's not normal, is it? Well, there's a period in time when it did happen before, but it's usually not normal. But it's not a absolute where they can't move up at the same time. But the things that I watch, the fundamentals, and showed me that in my experience of 25 years that we were going to have a bull market in gold and a bull market in stocks at the same time. And that's what I was saying about it on your show in January. And, you know, it was kind of like a horse race. There was times when stocks were ahead of gold. And then in the summer months, gold pulled ahead of stocks. I'm referring to, you know, two major indexes that are yardsticks. I'm not talking about individual stocks or individual markets and metals. Just the yardstick to, you know, where we can gather, you know, some comparisons, apples to apples.
Right.
So, and then at the end of the year, gold pulled back a little bit and stocks went on a rampage. But the numbers definitely confirm my anticipation of my announcement to bull markets. Stocks went up 25% by index in the Dow, and gold went up 12.6% index on spot gold. So both are in bull markets, and I'm going to make the same announcement. We are this for different reasons. Some are similar, but there's some more added reasons that are a little bit different that I made the prediction last year. That the same prediction is this year. I don't think we're going to see as an aggressive movement in stocks that we saw last year as this year. And I think we're going to see about the same type of increase in gold. And I think we're going to see a bull market in stocks and gold in 2018, definitely.
Well, and again, like I said, you have talked about that in the past. You've been talking about it. Yeah. But the thing that bothers me, the thing that I should say concerns me, is that, you know, a few times over the last year, you know, we were talking about where the economy was going, where the markets were going with President Trump in there. But you said, look, don't forget about this, that the markets, they're correct, reset, whatever word you want to use, about every 8 years. And you said that, you know, the cycle is upon us, right?
Well, the cycle is still here. The thing about corrections is nobody knows when it will correct. But it only takes usually one to two headlines, major headlines, for the correction to start. And if you look at the last correction in 2008, which was a bigger one that was in 2001, which was bigger than the previous correction of 95, which was bigger than the previous correction of Black Monday, or actually that 95 was a smaller correction. So, but most of the time, the corrections get bigger. And as we go on in time, and it usually is only one to two headlines away. In 2008, Bear Stearns announced that they're in trouble. And a day later, Lehman Brothers announced that they're in trouble. And the whole world changed really quickly.
Yep.
And the problem with that is that people got to thinking when the market corrected, you know, 5 to 7%, that, you know, just, it's okay, we'll just wait it out. And that's what keeps people stuck in a bear market. And so we're one to two headlines away. It's a different environment today. I get it. But I'm still going to adhere that there will be a correction. It's not a matter of if, it's more like when. And people who have nothing to do with gold are saying the same thing. Just be careful, because the time shows that we're long past the correction. And during this euphoric environment, it's normal to kind of ignore some of the warning signs, but there's a lot of red flashing lights that say correction is here.
Yeah, again, I don't always know what those things are, but I know you've been talking about it for a long time on my show, and not as a downer, but just as a cautionary, or I should say cautionary commenting on watching what's happening in the market and what have you. Oil's also on the rise. What's that going to do for us? What's that going to do for the economy as a whole, do you think, if it keeps climbing? Or will it keep climbing?
Well, I think, you know, it got shot down so much, and it went to very low levels. And so when a market does that, any market, you know, when the stock market corrected so much in 2008, then it, you know, has chances to move up. So that's what corrections and markets do. In the aftermath of the correction, then the market responds and goes up. So oil is in the aftermath of the correction. The market is going up. It's moved phenomenal last year, mostly from the summer months on, greater than 25%. You know, and it continues to rise. The economy is healthy. You know, we're having a great environment, and President Trump's ideas and what he campaigned upon and said he was going to do, what a concept. He's following through from the presidential side. He's doing what he campaigned upon, and that's something admirable, and he has 100% of my support. So we're seeing that show up in his ideas being formed out in the economy, plus the markets are rising. But that doesn't mean that we don't have some warning signs, and just be careful there.
Yeah, and that's the big thing is be careful. Don't be emotional about this kind of stuff. I've been reading articles about people that play in the stock market. They're not serious, but they play in the stock market, and they jump out and jump in with every little whiff of something taking a nosedive or climbing. And that's really not the way. I mean, you've only got about a couple seconds here, but that's not the way to play the market. I mean, if you're in it for the long haul, right? And David likes to tell people to stay in it for the long haul. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. More with David Fisher after the break. Don't go far. A lot more happening. Seriously, get your coffee. Come on back.
Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I love that one. I think that was great. But what do I know? I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Anyway. You know, stay here, stay tuned, because I try to bring you the information that will help you. It'll help you grow. It'll help you understand what you need to do to keep the money in your wallet, in your pocket, which is what you want to do. You want to kind of keep it. Obviously, you want it to grow, but you want to keep it, too. Losing it does not feel good. Let me tell you that. It just doesn't feel good. So I bring on the people who have a clue, which is why I bring on David Fisher. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. He's got over 20 years in the business, so I don't think you can last that long if you don't have a clue and, you know, you're sleeping in the back of your car and as a financial advisor. It just doesn't work that way today.
You know, it reminds me of a thing called what Will Rogers said. Let me back up. Somebody's not looking at my in my office here, Joe, and I'm on the radio and they're going not.
You know, don't have a clue, and you know, you're sleeping.
This reminds me of what Will Rogers said. I'm not so concerned of the return on my
make any money, but hey, let's go back to the stock market, because a lot of us, you know, we kind of get it, but we don't kind of get it, and there are so many factors. You know, we're talking about oil in the last segment, but there's so many factors that drive the stock market, and you were telling me at one point in time, it almost seems like it's more emotional now than it's ever been. And now with Trump appearing to be an success and appearing that things are going to keep moving forward, he's going to keep lightening the burdens of companies to make money, do you see the emotion? I mean, are the emotions becoming more relevant, more pertinent than what's happening in the markets?
Well, what's happening is the emotion is a little bit over-exuberance. I mean, let's go back in time. Think about this for a second. When you were investing in the .com in 2000, you could have put a Wall Street Journal stock paper up and what stocks to pick and throw a dart at it and make money. And right. During that time, if you changed the criteria of your company and you said we're a tech company and you put the idea of .com behind your name, your stock would go crazy. You didn't have to change any of the format of your company, change whether your company made money or not, or even had a product or a service to sell. It was just the idea of it. Kind of reminds me of Bitcoin here a little bit.
Yeah, but David, let me interrupt you for a second. Do you remember, I've got an actual presentation I did on Facebook and social media years ago when I was in the computer business. And I did one in front of a bunch of CPAs, and they poo-pooed me on Facebook. because they said, there's a company that owns nothing. For all intents and purposes, it does nothing. They have no assets. They have no value. They're just a bubble. They're going to crash. They're going to go away. I would love to go back to those guys today and say, so how do you feel about that now? I mean, that had to be a confusing time to be in the investment business, right?
Well, the markets are evolving, and life does change, and Facebook is not your norm. It is obviously higher than what the IPO came out at, but Facebook is also producing revenue through ads. So that's the difference. There is a model for making money from Facebook. It's not just people going there and having a Facebook account, which is free, is my understanding. But they're creating revenue, and they have a business model, and they're growing in wealth and in their leadership of the impact on social media. So there is a business model to it. It's where the problem is we're trying to break a business model where they don't have to produce anything to create revenue. And their stock just goes up because they are who they are. So Facebook is producing revenue. But they are a little bit different than, you know, Procter & Gamble and all these other companies that produce a product. So it is social media, and there is, so people wondered about this fandangled new thing called social media. Will a company called Facebook actually be able to survive the test of time and actually go up in value of their stock? And the answer obviously is yes. The same thing is being said about this new wave, just like it was in the .com, the new idea. Will it continue to last? Well, here's the great thing about the .com. Amazon was a .com.
That's right.
Amazon stock, I can't remember the exact number. I think it were $195. But before all that, they were hardly even known. They were in the $10, $15, and it shot up. And then when the bubble burst, it was back down to the $10 level. So people lost the money, a lot of money when the market changed in the dot-com bubble. People lost a lot of money when the market changed in 2008. And today we're having some same euphoria, especially with the cryptocurrency. You know, there's a lemonade tea company that called Long Island Iced Tea out of New York, a beverage company. When they announced that they changed their name to Long Blockchain Corp., you know, their stock jumped to, they just changed their name, and their stock jumped 200% in a very short amount of time.
Wow.
Kodak, everybody knows this, Eastman Kodak. Kodak, the film development camera company, this week said, we're going to get involved in cryptocurrencies. When they said that, the first day that their stock opened up, it went up 119% on Monday.
Wow.
The next day went up 68%. I mean, it's insane. I can go on and on. There's a bra company. They announced that they're going to get involved in cryptocurrencies. It just goes on. There's all kinds of companies that are starting, well, let's just add cryptocurrency, or somehow we're being involved in blockchain, which is what, you know, Bitcoin is. And it's the same thing as a .com, just to be a part of the mania. So when we see these kind of things.
Were we just talking about emotional trading? Right?
That's emotional trading. So this is why, you know, Jamie Dimon and others are saying, just be careful out there. You know, I'm saying the same message. I'm not, you know, saying it's as a passion that Jamie Dimon has towards it originally. Of course, he's changing his tune now a little bit. But it's not the norm is what's happening here. And there's a lot of emotional trading out there that's going on. And that's when people ignore the fundamentals. They're screaming fundamentals. The time is saying it's overvalued. The markets are overvalued, not just from time, but just in reference to what's happening in the economic environment. You know, the P&E ratios are way out of whack from what they normally should be, price per earnings, the value of the stock compared to the earning of the company. And there's other factors that are in place that could cause a huge correction. So just be careful, because when it happens, it'll happen really quick.
Yep.
And that's when people get stuck in it. So this is why I say let's diversify into gold, get some money off the table. You know, you never get hurt taking profits. And gold is still going up, too. And there's markets that in the gold market that is performing. So you're diversifying the portfolio. And when the market changed, here's what happened. Gold went up, and In 2009, 50%, while stocks fell 35 to 40%. So, and then it went on a multi-year run in gold and doubled went 2.5 times higher in 3 years. So, I mean, it more than doubled in 3 years. And then it went through a correction. Now it's getting ready to make a big move, and we can talk about that, why it's in a bull market. But we're in a, what you call a pre-market bull market that started about a year plus ago. Year and a half ago, and we're still in that pre-market, and that's when you make the most amount of money in a pre-market, in any market. So this is a time to be looking at diversifying the portfolio for security reasons, but also for growth reasons.
Yeah, I mean, it's that was a good short answer to my question. That was gold. You just said that gold was going to be in a bull market. Well, actually, you're talking about stocks being in a bull market as well, but again, I'm kind of getting confused in my mind because your words are big words and mine aren't usually that big. But, you know, you talk about diversifying before this correction, diversifying. You've talked about this before, but let's be clear. You're not just talking about gold and stocks. You're talking about, you know, real estate and cash and other things, correct?
Yeah, there's, you know, a well-balanced portfolio is the recipe for safety and not having these big hits when the market just goes down. Unfortunately, Wall Street has programmed and the propaganda saying, well, just ride it out. And that's one way. But, you know, I have clients that went through the 2008 that still 4 years later are just barely recovering. And some were taking 5 and 6 years, depending on what products they were into. So if you diversified, you know, putting some money in cash, putting some money in, not all your money in real estate, because, you know, there's people that are all or nothing people. I only have real estate. And I did really well, and that's the only thing I really know about. Well, that real estate market took a big dip and plummeted in 2008. So did the stock market. So if you were only in real estate and stocks, that's not a very good philosophy for what happened in 2008. So if you had cash.
All right, you gotta hold that. Because one of my investments is me, so, selling commercials. We'll be back in a minute. David Fisher joins us and has joined us and will keep informing us on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry, I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You are some messed up white people.
This is The Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
David, you know, I always get a kick out of the fact that we've been talking about this bail-in forever. And, you know, people get it. They don't quite understand it, but they get it. And then I've even had some people reach out to me and say, you know, they checked it out. They understand it now, but they still don't know what to do about it. But you've got new literature out called Changing Directions and Changing Times and a newsletter out, a regular newsletter, Reactive Instead of Proactive Equals Destructive. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have a monthly newsletter, Joe, that comes out. It's free every month via email. And just on a side note, we don't harass people. We don't send out a bunch of emails. We don't exchange or sell your emails. None of that. Never have, never will. We send out one newsletter and an email, and to my knowledge, no other email goes out from our company, and I'm the owner of the company, so I should know that for sure.
I hope so.
So, you know, unless there's an individual that they're working with within my company, they might email each other, but otherwise there is no corporate email or a regular email or, hey, we haven't heard from you in a long time kind of email coming from my company. Right. We don't operate that way. But this monthly newsletter coming out the end of July, you know, I talk a little bit about conservative values, traditional values, the beliefs that our country is, you know, formed on, because I grew up on a farm and I kind of weave that into this. and I talk about, you know, free speech, free markets, and freedom to worship, and give a couple examples. I just mentioned one at the end of your program about the $1 trillion spending bill, you know, how it's the same bill, but Republicans loved it now because we have a Republican president. Democrats hate it, yet for a couple of years ago when President Obama was in office, it was just the opposite. Republicans hated it, and Democrats were pushing for it to pass. It's just another sign of many that our country is not working together. We're reacting instead of being proactive. You know, and we talked about this on your show here a couple of weeks ago. The House Appropriations Committee is supposed to pass 12 bills by April 15th so we can have a budget that gets put into place September 30th, because that's when our new year starts, October 1st. And, you know, they haven't even done that. They haven't done it for 20 years, Joe, because the country has moved more, even more in-depth, entrenched in not working together, the two sides of our parties. And this is a similar sign of falls of nations where their political system started to degrade, erode, and become non-functional, where they couldn't get anything done. It's our leaders not leading, but fighting.
No kidding.
You know, and this is why sometimes it doesn't actually matter who's president. I don't get me wrong when you hear me on this. I thank God President Trump's in office. But he can only do what he can do unless Congress gets their act together and wants to work together. Mm-hmm. And that's what this business or breakfast was about, was trying to get even the Republicans to work together. So we have division amongst our government, amongst party, the Republicans. Democrats are totally unified. But it's not a working environment, and this is what is causing America more pain, more financial problems, and it's only going to escalate unless we deal with this major issue.
Look, I agree with you. I thought it was hilarious. Like I said to you earlier, I mean, he said exactly what I said. I don't know what it was. I've been saying for weeks, which is it's easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning, right? I mean, everybody's glory, hallelujah, we're all on the same page. But when you get out there in the mix, it's a whole different animal. These guys for years knew that there was no way that this was going to pass, that the healthcare thing was going to pass, so they, it was easy for them to vote on it. But let's, you know, again, we could do 2 hours on that. It's just making me nuts. The bail-in report, the Dodd-Frank Act. I mean, I know that didn't they just recently vote on it again?
Well, the House did.
Yeah,
the House voted on it. And, you know, I've done a whole segment on that before, and maybe we should do another one to kind of revise what we talked about since it's up to date. But long story short, it's worse than the original bill. They took – the original bill said banks can't use your money on deposit and leverage your money to put it in the stock market and buy derivatives. This new bill says they can do that. So that's the biggest portion of the problem of the new bill. They're actually – removing a thing called Glass-Steagall and the Volcker Rule. So with layman's terms, what I just said, if this passes the Senate, the new revised Dodd-Frank, it passed the House, so it was going to be dead at the Senate. The Senate's not even talked about it yet. It's been sitting over there for 3 weeks, Joe. So maybe they're going to do it someday after vacation. That'll be in September. But it hasn't even been talked about, so it's probably not going to get passed in the form that it was presented, because the Senate loves the ability to control banks, and this limits banks from being able to leverage your money. So I support that portion of the Senate if they took that out of the original bill that the House wanted to let free banking industry run wild, which caused 2008. So the original the bill is better than this revised one. And, you know, I don't think this revised one is actually really addressing the legal ownership of our money being changed. We need to get back to fixing the whole thing. But they haven't done a very good job at that. So bottom line, the original Dodd-Frank is still in place, which says that your money is legally no longer your money, and it can be seized and used upon either the banking asset industry, or the government in a getting ready for a financial calamity or during a financial calamity. So this is why we advise people call our company and get the white paper, learn about it, and put your money into action and get some of it protected from the government being able to seize it and diversify into precious metals.
All right, so they can get this. They can get your bailing paper. They can get some of your white papers. They can get all kinds of information that they can act upon. Where?
Well, they can be an information junkie and get a whole bunch of things. And at 844-715-7311, or go to our website at landmarkgold.com.
You know, I love it. I tell people, the coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. So you hop onto therealside.com, you buy a coffee mug, a TRS coffee mug, and you go over to 844-715-7311. You get your bailing paperwork, you get your white papers, and you can have a nice cup of coffee, and you can also have some nice reading material to help make you a little smarter, a little on top of things, and maybe even make your financials your financial state stronger. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot. Appreciate you being with me.
Thank you, and thanks for the coffee mug.
I'd love to get him a coffee mug. He won't drink my coffee mug, seriously. And I always appreciate the time that David is with us and the time that he spends with us talking about finances. You know, I know some of you make fun. I make fun, too, about dealing with me not knowing about finances. He's got 20-plus years in that world. I know some of it's common sense. I get it. Some of it isn't common sense. Come on, think about it. Some of it, you really have to understand the principles of finance. You have to understand the principles of stocks. Otherwise, you're shooting in the dark. I don't want to be there. I've had enough issues in my life. I don't need more. You know what I'm saying?
The president and his Republican colleagues are...
Yeah, the president and his Republican colleagues. Who was that? Oh, I know who that was. Brett Baer. Anyway, yeah, your buddy. The one you like.
I do. Like
I know. You'd listen to him if I didn't make you come in here and work with me, huh?
I listened to him before
you. So, I don't know if some of you guys heard about this, but Feinstein is now blaming... You ready for this? A bad cold for the handling of the Fusion GPS transcript. Now, the funny thing about it is I said it the night that she let it go, which is, why would anybody now go testify in front of Congress if they really weren't secret testimonies? Right? If they really couldn't testify like they were told they could. They were told that this wouldn't get out. They were told that this would, obviously it would be redacted properly and released as it needed to be. But now you have a Democrat senator, a longtime senator who knows better, release something that she knows, she darn well knows that she should not have given up. So Democrat Senator Dan Feinstein seemed to blame a bad cold for controversial way she handled the release of an interview transcript from the co-founder of the firm behind the anti-Trump dossier. Now, she told an NBC News reporter that she regrets not speaking to Grassley beforehand, citing the cold. If it took a simple cold to have her make a mistake like that, maybe she's just a little too far along in years to be in that chair. You know what I'm saying? She says, the one regret that I have is that I should have spoken with Senator Grassley. Now, I'm not making an excuse, but I had a bad cold, and maybe that slowed down my mental faculties. It's not the cold, lady. The cold has nothing to do with your inability to do the right thing. You know what? I personally believe she knew exactly what she was doing. She knew that by releasing that, it would scare people further down the line from testifying in closed session. Why testify in closed session when there's absolutely no proof? And now there's proof to just the opposite, that they won't keep it closed. They won't keep it secret. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. There is so much going on. If you want to learn more about me, show, stations, and so on, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, find stations, times, and everything else. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.